always, Lord. Always holy, God. Always worthy, Jesus. Always wonderful, Lord. We exalt you tonight. You are our King. You are our Lord. We magnify you in this place. We bless your holy name, Jesus. We bless you forever, Lord, because you're worthy. You're a wonderful God. You're a good Abba Father. We love you. We exalt you. And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about him that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Blessed be, depart from evil and do good and seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. We trust in you, Lord. Trust you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name forever. You're always worthy. You're always God. You're always good God. You're high and lifted up, and your glory fills this house. We welcome your glorious presence, Lord Jesus. It's all for you, God. It's all for you. Our lives are for you, Jesus. We lay down our lives and we worship you. We lay down our lives, Lord Jesus, and we exalt you. We magnify you. We worship you. We love you. This is the day that you have made, Lord, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will exalt you and bless your name forever. Forever and ever, Lord Jesus.
You're all we want to see.
Never going to stop, because you're always worthy. You're always great, God. We thank you, Lord, for saving us and delivering us, Lord Jesus, from all of our fears. You are a shield about us. You are the glory and the lifter of our heads. And we'll worship you, Lord Jesus, because we love you. We're so thankful for who you are and what you are, God. You are so great, Jesus. We worship you because we love you, Lord. And Lord Jesus, I just want to give you thanks, Lord. We thank you, Father, so good God, righteous and true Lord. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy, your grace. We love you, Lord. We worship you with our whole heart. We sincerely love you, Jesus. We live alone. We live only to serve you. We live to know you. We live to bring glory to your name, Jesus. We worship you. We adore you. Magnify you, holy God. We worship you, our Redeemer. We love you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We glorify you. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you. We magnify you, Jesus. We bless you forever and a day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Hallelujah. It's all ours. If he did not spare Jesus, then how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Hallelujah. Whatever we need tonight, it's in our inheritance. He's not holding it back. Now the enemy will do this. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather is risen again, is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession. It's not God that's condemning. It's Christ that justified. It says that Christ himself, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather is risen again. I like this. He says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, here's our persuasion tonight. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, principalities, powers, things present, whatever we're going through presently, or even things down the road to come, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, we just worship you. Hallelujah. I thank you that we're more than conquerors. More than conquerors through Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Would you lift those hands once again? Just magnify him. We glorify you. We exalt you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We won't stop, Lord. We just magnify you and glorify you. Exalt your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy to receive praise. You're worthy to receive praise. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm glad I go to this church.
Me too.
I'm going to ask Homer to come and share a little bit with us. Heard that shouting that was going on beforehand, you know there's something good going on inside. The pulpit's right here. I don't know if you
we on? Hallelujah. You can always be prepared in this church as an associate. You just don't know. You got to be ready. And don't you go nowhere. You stay right there. I think he's there and it's not a CD playing. Yeah, it's him. I heard him. Hallelujah. Well, you just never know in this church. I call it the Family Prayer Center of the Netherlands because it's always so cold in here. But don't you love it? I'd rather have it cool than hot. Hallelujah. Aren't we blessed? We're blessed. We have a perfect prototype in heaven named Jesus. We have the Gospels as our perfect prototype teaching. Then we have God, the Holy Spirit. And then we have some of the finest teachers in the world. So really, is there any excuse for us? I get excited. I get so excited. Some stuff that has been hidden for years in Christ, we get to hear it through Pastor Bronk, through Gary Carpenter, through Pastor Dave, through Barry Johnson, through Jim Martin. We get to hear all this stuff, man. We ought to have to pay to hear this stuff, man. We ought to have to pay to hear it. But it's free. Hallelujah. The Gospels are opening up to me. Almost everything I'm reading right now is opening up to me to a T. 1 John, I thought I was done with 1 John. There's more that I didn't even know existed. The Gospels, almost everything that I'm reading is just opening up and opening up and opening up. Stuff about the centurion and his servant. just opening up left and right. The Lord's taking me back to the miracles in Luke, through Jairus and the damsel, his daughter that had died, through the widow at Nain, or Nain, however you want to pronounce it. There's something in every miracle that he did that the Holy Ghost wants me to see for myself and for the body. I remember 2 or 3 weeks ago, this dream that I had, powerful dream. Powerful dream. I don't have very many. You might, I don't. But I have been asking God before I go Mimi at night, show me a vision, show me a dream. If it's not out of the question, I'd like to see your face, Jesus. If it's not out of the question, I'd like for you to just wake me up in the middle of the night and show me your glorified face and your body. If it's not too much, if it's not asking too much, I'd like to see you. If it's not out of the question, I would certainly like to see you. But I had this dream. We're in this dream, and you got to hear what I have to say in its entirety before you pass judgment on. You hear me say that a lot. In this dream, and we're going to go into the gospel a little bit. In this dream, I was completely healed. The only bad thing about the dream that I didn't like is I was in my work truck going back to work. And in this dream, I could see everything. I woke up and my job, it was waiting for me. I was at, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. I remember now. I was at Allen's Auto Parts. No, that's not really, it's not even comical. I mean, not that you can't laugh. You can laugh if you want to. But I know after the dream, about a week later, I realized why I was stopped at Allen's Auto Parts. I realized why I was there. But I saw everything. I was elated. I went and told the whole world of the glorious work of my Redeemer. I told everybody. Some were happy. Some were sad. Some were thinking I was boasting. I didn't care. I could see again. It didn't matter to me what they thought, because in essence, I was boasting. So I was at Allen's Auto Parts, and I didn't know why I was there. I had no clue. Then I could see, and I got in my work truck, and I drove to work, and I woke up in the morning, and I knew immediately when I woke up that this was a dream. I knew it. I knew that this was a dream. But I saw everything in that dream, everything. God, it looked beautiful. I saw everything. Hey, so I'll take those 5 minutes in a dream. I'll take it anytime. Everything was so beautiful. I saw it all. So a week later, I said, Lord, what was I doing at Allen's Auto Parts? Well, there's a lady that owns that store that's been my intercessor for a long time. That's been my intercessor for a long time. And I know that when I believe that this place called Dunn is real, I know, along with your prayers and her prayers and my going into him, I know that'll be the reason that I believe in this place called Dunn. But when I woke up immediately, I knew it was a dream, and I was not brokenhearted. I did not cry. I knew it was a dream to build my faith up. And immediately, it was glorious. It seemed so real. God, it seemed so real. I didn't wake up disappointed. I knew it was a dream. So immediately, instead of, I go to the mirror at times and I look in the mirror. And then you say to yourself, this is the day. This is the morning. I didn't do that this morning, that morning. But I sat down on the edge of my bed after having this glorious dream where I was able to see everything. I saw Immokalee just as it was. I saw it. I drove down the road. I saw it all, but I woke up. I knew that it was just a dream, but my faith had elevated just a little bit more. So I sat down, not mad at all. At all was I mad, because I had this dream, and in this dream, I was restored completely. So I sat on the edge of my bed, and I went through my daily routine that I do every single day. Not mad, because I didn't wake up seeing, but I went through my routine, and my emotions were not shaken one bit. What I'm called to do every day, it was almost an automatic thing. Even after having this glorious dream, realizing it was a dream, immediately going into my prayer closet, knowing what the Holy Ghost had shown me. He built my faith up. The hallelujahs kept pouring out. The meditation kept pouring out. The meals kept being pushed back. I am still in relationship with Jesus Christ, with or without that place called done, where it's all done. It has never ceased, and it never will cease. A manifestation of that place that's done for all the saints is accessible to me and you if we can just believe that it's there. I saw everything. God, people couldn't keep me from shutting up. I looked around. I said, oh my God, it's beautiful. I woke up. I knew it was a dream. But my demeanor, my disposition didn't change. Okay, Lord, thank you. I'm not mad. I worship you this morning for what's been fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Why are you saying that? I'm going to get into a little bit of the gospel, and then I'm not going to keep you long because I'm hungry. Listen to this. Before I heard The Place Called Done by Pastor Dave. Are you ready for this Holy Ghost tongue twister? Are you ready for it? Can you handle it? Lord, help me like you showed it to me. An infallible God uttered an infallible word. You with me? Infallible God uttered an infallible word to a fallible man named Isaiah. The fallible man heard the infallible word by the infallible God. The fallible man uttered the infallible word that he heard from the infallible God. The infallible word that the fallible man uttered was that he bore my sickness and he carried my pains. And by his stripes, I'm healed from strife, envy, and unforgiveness. Fallible God uttered an infallible word, heard by a fallible man. What the fallible man heard, Isaiah, was an infallible word. The fallible man that heard the infallible word uttered that which is infallible. Then the man that uttered the infallible word came and manifested himself as an infallible man and fulfilled the infallible word that originated with the infallible God. Please do not ask me to say that again. So in essence, that which is infallible has been fulfilled through an infallible man named Jesus Christ, whose thought originated and has always been with an infallible God, and he is the creator of the earth. So that which is infallible has been fulfilled by an infallible man. If that which is infallible has been fulfilled by an infallible man, then I have an infallible result if I can just believe. If I can just believe. You trust me, buddy. This fallible man will believe that which is infallible along with you. That word which was infallible has been fulfilled, and it's still infallible alive and accessible to me and you. A full manifestation of it is accessible to me and you if we just believe. If we deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him daily and lift up our hands with thanksgiving through good report or bad report, it doesn't matter. God's word is his word. There's not a bad report in God's word. It's infallible. It's infallible. If a fallible man can believe that which is infallible, we will have a full manifestation of that which is infallible and that has been fulfilled through Christ Jesus. If only we can lay it all down, man, and go forward and embrace the Lamb of God. Amen. Reading the Gospels. And again, don't beat me up if I misquote one. I got to remember them. But I think the Holy Ghost does a pretty good job of bringing them to my remembrance. I mean, he should. He's God, right? You see Jesus, you know, through the miracles, through Jairus, through the damsel that had died, without a shadow of a doubt, the centurion whose servant was sick of the palsy, and why he said when he heard of Jesus, he called unto Jesus. All those that they're becoming so real to me. There's a revelation knowledge coming from those that I didn't know existed. The Bible says that Jesus marveled at the things, plural, at the things, plural, that the centurion said. There was more than one thing that Jesus marveled about. He said, when Jesus heard these things, plural, he marveled. What things? I'm not going to tell you yet till I get the full mind of Christ. I've learned not to talk without knowing for sure. Jairus besought Jesus to come heal his little girl. You know the story. Don't trouble the master. She's dead. Depends on what gospel you read. Jesus says, fear not. Fear not. Only believe. He besought Jesus. Jesus. Depends what gospel you read. One says save. One says heal. Come heal my little girl. She's dying. So in commute to the house, don't trouble the master. The little girl is dead. Jesus, immediately hearing the comment from one of the household to Jairus, says, do not fear. Wow. Do not fear. Only believe. So he casts them all out of the house. Only James, John, and the other one, I forgot his name. James, John, and Andrew, is that who it was? And Peter, with the mother and father of the damsel, were allowed into the house. Jesus says, do not fear. Just believe. And make no mistake. Luke records. Religion might say, well, how do you know she was dead? Because Luke records that she received her spirit again. That lets me know that she was dead. She received her spirit again. Jesus uttered to Jairus, do not fear, just believe. Then he says to him, says to those, what is this ado about? What's all this mourning about? The damsel isn't dead, but she sleepeth. No, I'm thinking, Lord, why would you say such a statement like that? Why would you say that? Luke records, he says, weep not. If I'm not mistaken, he says, weep not. The same thing he told the widow at the gate at the city of Nain. Weep not. Jesus, how are you going to tell me not to weep, man? Someone whom I love dearly is They're dying. How dare you be so insensitive and tell me not to weep? Fear not. Only believe. She isn't dead. She sleepeth. Make no mistake, she was dead. Was Jesus lying? Find me a dead person in the kingdom of heaven. Find me one. Place called done. As Pastor Dave names it, through imagery in his humanity, Jesus knew the perfect will of God in his humanity. When he said that statement, she's not sleeping, she's not dead, but she sleepeth, it wasn't for his sake. Who did he tell? Do not fear, only believe. Can you imagine what Jairus would have felt had he gone to Jesus and him who he went to raise his daughter from the dead could have agreed with a natural testimony? In the natural, she was dead, man. He says, do not fear, only believe. She isn't dead. She sleepeth. Those words were uttered for the sake of the man whom he told, do not fear, only believe. She's not dead. She's sleeping. Those comforting words were so that Jairus wouldn't battle an internal unbelief inside of his own being. And so he would know that he whom he besought was going to be able to do that which Jairus wanted him to do. He said, fear not, only believe, man. She's not dead, but she sleepeth. This is the Jesus that I serve, man. We know the rest. Made, Luke records saying, arise. Then the Bible says, and the parents were astonished. Boy, I'd say, wouldn't you? Really? In his humanity, Christ Jesus, the man whose mantle was full, how dare him say, weep not. But when you know that you know that you know, buddy, we can tell people, weep not. The miracle in name, the widow, was ushering out his son on a bier in a coffin with a pallbearer carrying him. Jesus says to her, weep not. Jesus, how insensitive can you be, Jesus? She had every right in the world to weep. She lost her only son, Jesus. How can you say weep not? Can you imagine the emotions that she was going through after losing her only son? And yet this man named Jesus says, weep not. The Bible says that he had compassion on her. On her. She obviously had a want and was saying to herself, my God, if I could just have him back. Because there's not anything else recorded of where he worked other miracles in a city called Nain, not that I can see. I personally believe that Jesus went right to that city for her. For her. Do not weep. Jesus, what, can you imagine losing a little one? Yet this man, all flesh, says, do not weep. The man that told Jairus not to weep, the man that told the widow at the city Nain not to weep. See, death couldn't even hold the widow's son. when the word of God is believed by male or female, if someone dies premature, we have the authority and the belief in Christ Jesus to lay hands on that person and to see them rise again. That's why he was so confident, because he had, through imagery, through Luke records him 3 times spending all night with God the Father. He was so saturated into the kingdom of heaven that he knew that death did not exist in the kingdom of his heavenly Father. He knew cancer did not exist in the kingdom of his Father. He knew that blind eyes did not exist in the kingdom of his Father. If he was here today, before he lay hands on me, he'd say, "Homer, weep not. The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Weep not. The Bible says that he touched the bier, that he touched the coffin. The Bible doesn't record that he touched the young man. It records that he touched the coffin. The pallbearer stopped and he said to the man, "Young man, I say to you, arise." Do we know who we serve, man? Do we know who we serve? Jesus talk is crazy talk, man. She isn't dead, but she's sleeping. When you know your Father, when you know what he can do or what he's done, what he's gonna do, weep not. Weep not, widow. A full manifestation of a man with his mantle full is here. I say unto you, arise. Damsel, Talitha Kumai, being interpreted, little girl, I say to you, arise. And her parents were astonished. I know whom I serve. My confessions are changing without even trying to be spiritually correct when I talk. Without even, at times I have to go back and ask God to forgive me for saying something that was contrary to his word. Jesus told him, "Fear not." And then he gave him words so he wouldn't fear. She's not dead, but she's sleeping. People ask me, a little girl comes every week and asks me every Sunday just about, "Are you still blind?" She means nothing by it. I said, "Are you still blind?" "No, baby." Although she's so innocent with it, I just have a hard time saying a report in the natural. I have a hard time. Conviction rises up inside of me. "No, baby, I'm not blind. But you ran into the chair. That chair is very rebellious, baby. I don't understand. I had to get Pastor Brown to change that chair out of this church. Does not belong here." "What are you saying?" "That if me and you could ever believe God's word. See, it is written. It is written. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And blessed is a man or woman that is not offended in Christ Jesus." Kingdom talk is crazy talk, man. It doesn't even make any sense to most Christians, much less to the world. I will die believing to the best of my ability that it's God's will to heal every single person on the face of this earth. I will die believing it. They can call me an idiot. "Well, Homer, you're 92 and you never got your vision back." Tell me about your big bad God. Tell me about him, Homer. I will tell you about my big bad God. My big bad God, I didn't quite believe that he could do it. Because had I believed in that self same hour, those eyes would have been opened. You take that to the bank, religion. Scorn that. On the way to church today, and my confession is changing, not on purpose, not making myself. I said, take me by the field so I can see my son practice. And then I stopped and I thought about what I just said. Just take me by the field, honey, before you take me to church. Take me by the field so I can see my son practice. And I thought and I began to weep. Because his word is becoming so alive in my spirit. Take me by so I can see him practice. Just for those in the audience that are going to hear this message, I'm battling right now an eye issue. The point I'm making is that God's word can renew our mind, can renew our speech. We can say crazy things like, they're not dead, they're asleep. We cannot and we will not stop. I've never experienced a God like I have been, but I've never experienced so much persecution in my life. The days are glorious, but they come with so much persecution and opposition. I cannot even begin to tell you. At times when I read the Bible, I'm going to tell you this to teach you so you will not be discouraged. At times when I hear the Bible, it seems like everything that I'm hearing, every prayer that I utter, seems like it's hitting the roof. Aggravation and persecution, thoughts. Where else can we turn to, man? Who has the words of eternal life? Where else can I go? Where else can I go? You see, he can heal it, and he's healed us of all infirmities. Anything that's unimaginable that we've gone through or that you've seen in life, he's healed us from all that. There's one thing that he can't heal you from. One thing that he can't heal you from, but he can walk you through it. And that is persecution. Persecution are created, and they're made for one reason and one reason alone. Persecutions come at me and you for one reason and one reason alone: to be endured. Because when we come out of that persecution and we endure it, there's just another level of glory that's added to our life. A cry out revival, a true outpouring for the people. Brace yourself. But my friends, it's so glorious. It's so glorious. Much opposition. Much. That's why the psalmist said in Psalm 3, Lord, how have they increased? How have they increased that trouble me? Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. See, like he said, Lord, how have they increased? How have they increased? And I've stood on this, Lord. But here's our victory. But thou, O Lord, I can't stop the persecution. I can't stop him coming to badger my emotions. I can't stop him from attempting to badger my emotions. But I can't stop what he's doing. with the word of God, which is what is written. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me and for my brothers. You are my glory and the lifter up of mine head. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him or she out of them all. Paul said, many persecutions have I faced. Every one of the persecutions, I endured it. And any man or woman that will live a godly life in Christ Jesus, any man or woman that will live a godly life in Christ Jesus, any man or woman that will live a godly life in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You want to preach the truth, buddy? It's coming. You want to base this on sound doctrine and love? It'll come. You don't have to look for it. But out of them all, Paul said in 2 Timothy, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. So, Lamb of God, we salute you and we praise you for that place called done. The place where all that we have or could ever want is done and fulfilled through your obedience to the word of God. God, you came, you manifested yourself as a man, and you fulfilled the very words that you spoke. We see the other side of things. We see it in the spirit. And if we don't quite see it, we strive to see it, Father God, the place in which all things are fulfilled in you. Until then, Father, we stand firm, knowing that this operation that we have, a born-again spirit, it cannot be bound. It cannot be bound. It freely flows out of our spirit. Jesus, you are worthy. Jesus, you are worthy. That's why Jesus said, and is saying still today, in closing, weep not. Weep not. Any infirmity you might have, or that might come across you, or that attempts to come upon you, weep not. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. But he's saying to me and you, big dog, but he's saying to me and you, to everybody else, endure. As a good soldier, strive lawfully, endure as a good soldier. Endure it. Endure it as a good soldier. Endure it. Because his grace is sufficient for us. His empowerment inside of our spirit is sufficient. If we suffer as evildoers, if we're persecuted because we stand for sound doctrine and for the kingdom of God, the spirit of glory and of God, he rests upon us. We make it through every fiery trial, through every affliction, through every tribulation. Paul even went on to say in 2 Timothy chapter 4, oh, and by the way, Barbara, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. There's nothing that me and you can't make it through if we just believe and fear not. How do I believe, Pastor Homer? Fasting. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. and then praying in the Holy Ghost. And then we get tired of praying in the Holy Ghost, pray some more. Hearing the Word of God, confessing the Word of God, and last but not least, lifting up your hands at all times and saying, I love you, Jesus. All five in a nutshell. Spending quality time with the Lamb of God. Because more rough times will come, but we're guaranteed exaltation out of every single one of them. So he's telling me and you today, weep not. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. In here. First the blade, then the ear, then the corn on the ear. Let's suffer long. Let's endure. Be patient. And bear some fruit, not 30, not 60, but 100-fold. Many, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him or she out of them all. His eyes are open unto our prayer, and his ears are open unto our cry. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon his name, that have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. 30 seconds and I'm done. Miss Candy said today, quoted the perfect psalm, Psalms 34. And I've gone over it 100 times and I can't remember it now. Start it off for me, somebody. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, now it's going. Now the propane power generator just fired up. She quoted it rightly so. And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. How is my soul going to make its boast in the Lord? He just stated in the first verse. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. My soul, my mind, my will, my intellect, my emotions will make its boast in the Lord by praising him continually when I feel like it, when I don't feel like it. Good report, bad report, the praise shall never cease out of our heart. Because we know whom we worship. He is the beginning and the end of all things. And he has called us into sonship. And we celebrate that place in the Almighty God. Therefore, I can heed his words when he looks at me eyeball to eyeball and says, son, weep not. But persecution, son, endure them. For my glory, son. For my glory. Yes, daddy. We do not waver from what you've called us to do. And I thank God so much that I'm part of this church. As an elder here, I'm so happy that some of the finest teachers in the world are above me teaching me God's word. I'm so happy that my pastor teaches us how to turn ourselves over to the third person of the Godhead, God the Holy Ghost. I thank God so much that our pastors aren't about following them, but they want us to follow whom they follow. And whom they follow is the perfect prototype, Jesus Christ, and the ministry and the office of none other than the third person of the Godhead, who is the Holy Ghost. We cannot and we will not fall. And if by chance we fall, we get back up and we do it again and again and again and again. And before you know it, if you endure long enough, you won't have to fall again. Bring it. We've been born again. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, you can see. just, I got encouraged. Lift up your hands. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I receive, Lord. I receive. Hallelujah. Glorify you. Well, we didn't start 20 years ago to stop. Have anything less than the fullness, I love my wife more than anything else on this earth, and I love my grandkids, and I love you guys, but I'd just soon go home or him come back and get us all than us to live a melancholy life.
Yes, sir.
But we're all going someplace together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to help us you guys help all the time. If you go out of here tonight and you don't give anything, it's just fine. But there will be something up here. In a few weeks, Candy and I are going to Tulsa. Much of us, it's not us, but much of the reason why we are what we are, and I am what I am, and what you just heard from Pastor Homer, is because we've been going to Tulsa for the last 17 years. And you can get it any place on the earth, but I thank God for my pastor, Dave Roberson. I've talked to him more this year than I've ever talked to him, and he's been a pastor. I say more. I don't know if that might not be true, but a lot, a lot. Some of you may know, and I'm not going to go into detail. And I just want to say, please pray for Pastor Dave and Rosalie. They lost their son, David, yesterday or Monday. He died in the afternoon. So I've heard from Gary that he's doing really well, considering. I just wouldn't expect anything else from Dave. And even Miss Rosalie is, under the circumstances, doing really good. So I will see him in a few weeks. And so if the Lord speaks to you at any time, it doesn't have to be tonight, but if you want to help us to get there, we have a good time when we go, but it's not vacation. We're in services all the time. And so hopefully Dave will be here in November. I don't know if that'll change at all because of the present. But if he does or doesn't, we're still going to keep going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. So there'll be something up here for you to give if you have something tonight. I appreciate this word from the Lord. Let's give Jesus. Amen. So you're blessed, and why don't you stand? And if you have something to bring tonight, please bring it down. We love you. Be blessed. You are blessed. Amen.